Good morning. This is Ed Wilson, the Microsoft Scripting Guy, and today I want to talk to you about using Windows PowerShell 5.0 to parse output from the netstat command. So the first thing I want to do is to store the output of netstat into a variable. So I just create a simple variable, I'll call it $a, and set it equal to netstat. Set press enter. This takes just a little bit for it to go off and to collect the network statistics and stuff. When it comes back, then I'll be able to view my variable. All variables in Windows PowerShell begin with a dollar sign, which makes it easy to know that I have, in fact, a variable. One of the things that was actually a little confusing to me a long, long time ago when I was first learning programming is that lots of variables had like weird names. And the weird names didn't really look like something that you learned that was a variable. I mean, in algebra, you learned that variables were A, B, C, D, and E. And in early programming languages, you know, some of those variables might be, you know, obj, com, obj, or some kind of weird thing like that. So all that stuff would be a bit confusing. And what is PowerShell, though? All of my variables begin with a dollar sign. So now I know immediately if I have a variable or if I've got a language command or a commandlet name or something like that. So $a now contains the output of netstat. And I can see that there's a whole bunch of stuff there. Okay, cool. So what I want to do now is to actually convert this stuff. But the first thing before I do that, I need to figure out what line this actually is. So it looks like it's 1, 2, 3, 4, maybe. I'm not certain. So I'm going to use a range operator here. And I'm going to start with 3 first of all. And then I'll go dot dot. Now I've got $a and count. And count is how many lines I actually have. So I press enter. And we can see that, yep, I still have that first line there. So I'm going to need to change this to 4. And when I do, now all I've got is just the connection information from netstat. So cool. So I know how far I've got. Now the next thing I need to do is actually pretty simple. I pipe it to convert from string. And I say groovy doovy. And once I do this, then now we can see that somehow or another there must be some invisible stuff in there, you know. So like P1 is a column, but it doesn't like really exist. And then I've got other stuff there. So what I want to do then is actually just use select string, which or select object, and then we'll select P2, P3. P4 and P5, and so now we've got those, and so now I've got only fields that have stuff. If I'm only working with TCP, then I could omit, you know, P2 if I wanted to. What I'm really concerned about are the values that are in P5. You know, is it established, is it a weight or something like that? And so now I can begin to filter this stuff out even further if I want to, because these are objects. So I can send this to where, and I'm just going to say where P5 is equal to, and is equal to, and establish. And so now I can find the connections that are established. Or maybe I'm looking for the ones that are time weight. And that didn't show up anything because it's time underscore weight. There we go. And so I can see that there's a couple, you know, that are set in time weight. Some of them are closed, for instance. And I don't have to do an actual equals. So for instance, I can say match close. And then we can find the bunch that are, you know, set for close weight or something like that. So this becomes really cool. I can filter out by my destinations over here for IP addresses or something. Yeah, so I'm interested in P4. P4, where P4 is going to match maybe something that begins with 100. And that didn't show up, probably because it's like 104 maybe. So let me come over here and change this to 4. And so now we can find stuff that connections that are going to that particular IP address. And so this actually worked out really, really cool. And it's a great way to, for me to be able to quickly and easily parse this stuff. If I wasn't talking while I was doing this, I mean, I could have done this in, you know, just a couple of minutes. So the longest part being collecting my statistics back from NetStat. So I'm Ed Wilson, the Microsoft scripting guy, and the commandlet is convert from string.